The cultural tsunami that is gay marriage is crashing upon us. And make no mistake, this is a tsunami that gains astonishing force every day, with a corresponding damage we can't begin to imagine. The number of people swept along, especially young people, is breathtaking. Legalization and acceptance by the vast majority of Americans, let alone a small majority, appears rapidly upon us. And as the tsunami storms ahead, I've heard many gay marriage opponents observe that our culture is going the way of ancient Greece. But that may be only partly true, and frankly, an insult to ancient Greek pagans. Consider a fascinating article by Robert Riley at Catholic Exchange. Riley writes, quote, "Though some ancient Greeks did write paeans to homosexual love, it did not occur to any of them to propose homosexual relationships as the basis for marriage. The only homosexual relationship that was accepted was between an adult male and a male adolescent," unquote. Well, of course, that in itself is wicked, though Americans will probably warm to that someday as well. Nonetheless, notes Riley, this male-male relationship in ancient Greece was to be temporary, as the youth was expected to get married, that is, a heterosexual marriage, and start a family as soon as he reached maturity. Such was the cultural expectation. Riley says that the idea that someone was a homosexual for life or gay as a permanent identity would have struck the ancient Greeks as extremely odd. Riley says there wasn't even a word for homosexuality in Greece at the time, or in any other language until the late 19th century. He says that homosexual relationships between mature male adults were not accepted by Greek culture. So what does this mean? Well, it means that modern Americans are relentlessly pursuing a level of depravity far surpassing even the ancient Greeks. Think about that. As Catholic Christians, we're supposed to have hope, but it's hard to have hope for a culture and country quickly descending to cultural hell in a handbasket. I'm increasingly realizing every day that my only hope is in Christ and His church. For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.